Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 378 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 12th is assess your daily conversations and self-talk to see how much you talk about the problems in your life. Create a plan to be vigilant about talking about your difficulties and how you can intentionally reflect on your blessings when a problem enters your thinking. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of enjoying the journey. There's an old saying, "The days are long, but the years are short." This sentiment is meant to highlight that we often get caught up in the busyness and the daily grind of everyday life. And before we know it, life seems to be passing us by. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity we can create by focusing on our problems and difficulties. Every single person has struggles and challenges, and when we dwell on them, we seem to easily find more and more of them. But we also have the choice to focus on the positive aspects of our lives and the blessings that we have. And just like every single person has problems and difficulties, we all have blessings to be thankful for. The key to being vigilant about our words we use, both to others and to ourselves in our self-talk, is to focus on moments. I like author and speaker Andy Andrews. His idea of the butterfly effect and that our actions can have a ripple effect throughout the world and across time rings true to me. But in his book, The Traveler's Gift, Andrews says that one of the decisions of success is to persist without exception, which I also agree with. However, he says that we don't have to enjoy the process because we will be satisfied with the rewards. I don't agree with this. Why can't we choose to enjoy the process as well? Why can't we choose to focus on the good and not on the bad? Why can't we choose to not let one bad moment turn into a bad day, or a bad week, or a bad month, or a bad year, or a bad life? John Gordon's advice is to love all of it and fear none of it. He thinks we shouldn't only focus on the good, we should embrace and appreciate the tough moments and the sad moments as well. Because when we do, it makes us appreciate the good moments even more. The problem is, worldly success tells us we need to achieve our way to greatness. And so we simply need to be focused on the destination, and the results are the only thing that matters. But the problem is, when we choose to see things in our path to achievement as difficulties, we often just blow by many of the most important things in our life. For example, as I sat down to write some notes for this podcast episode at about 6:30 on a Saturday morning, my daughter walked in after waking up, and she asked me to help her find the TV remote. I had a lot of things on my agenda for the day, including this podcast, organizing the bedroom for our new baby that will be arriving soon, watching my son's basketball game, as well as the normal duties of laundry, dishes, and walking the dog. My daughter's old enough to look for the remote herself, so I had a choice to make. Keep working on my notes for the podcast and send my daughter back in the living room by herself to look for the remote, or delay my achievement of finishing the podcast and help her. I chose to take a break, but before we looked for the remote, I enjoyed a nice long hug from her. I could have chosen to look at the problem or the difficulty of being interrupted, which I sometimes do. Believe me, I'm not perfect at this. Or I could share that moment with my daughter. We can take our idea of focusing on the moments of our lives a step further and see what Mark Sanford calls the difference between commemorative moments and defining moments. Commemorative moments are all about celebrations and achievements, birthdays, graduations, weddings, winning a championship, completing a podcast. In fact, as of right now, this will be the final episode of the 1% Leadership Podcast. And I am commemorating the fact that I have produced and distributed one podcast episode for the last 378 consecutive days. A great achievement to commemorate, but it's not what defines me. The moment where I chose whether or not to help my daughter and get that moment of connection with a hug from her defined me more as a parent and as a person than any external achievement I can achieve. So no, we don't have to enjoy the process, and we can keep our blinders on as we focus on our achievements and try to define ourselves through them. But at some point, we're going to realize we were climbing the wrong ladder. As we've talked about before, we can absolutely have goals and dreams that we pursue and go after. These are the things that often prompt us to take action. And when we do achieve our dreams and goals, there's absolutely nothing wrong with celebrating and commemorating those achievements. But they are not what define us. That happens along the way, when we enjoy the journey and actively appreciate our blessings and give away the gifts and abilities we possess. So how about you? Can you assess your daily conversations and self-talk to see how much you talk about the problems in your life? Can you create a plan to be vigilant about talking about your difficulties? And can you intentionally reflect on your blessings when a problem enters your thinking? So much of the difficulties we encounter in our life are the things we see as a burden to keep us from our goals and dreams, or simply what we want to accomplish for the day. And enjoying the journey is not easy. It's not just about not caring and not getting things done, but it is about being grateful for all the moments in our lives. As Henri Nguyen said, quote, "To be grateful for the good things that happen in our lives is easy, but to be grateful for all of our lives, the good as well as the bad, the moments of joy as well as the moments of sorrow, the successes as well as the failures, that requires hard spiritual work," end quote. As I prepare to sign off on what could be the final episode of the 1% Leadership Podcast, I want to thank you for joining us and letting us be part of your journey. I want to encourage you to use the 12 fundamentals of success in your calling of being a teacher or a coach. You can grab a copy of the 1% Journal for free in ebook format, and you can use the challenges to journal your thoughts as you strive to become the best version of yourself. You can go to johnbarthbooks.com, that's J-O-N-B-A-R-T-H, books.com, and sign up to join our email list so that you can keep in touch with the awesome things that we are currently working on, including a book to go fully in-depth on the 12 fundamentals of success, an online course for teachers and coaches to learn and apply the fundamentals, as well as mentoring and coaching services for teachers and coaches. And if you'd like, you can call or text me at 217-638-1447 if there is ever anything I can do to help you. And I want to wish you success on your journey as you keep living for the defining moments so that you can increase your impact in your classroom and locker room as you grow by 1% and give the students and athletes you work with a better version of yourself every day.